Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Istanbul, Turkey. The Islamic radical Turkish leader is in a fight for his political life. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman will come to this broadcast table in a moment to give us more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Ken, we often focus on Turkey and Tayyip Erdogan, who is the president of Turkey. He has an upcoming election. June, I think, is the 24th of this month. I've got to ask you, he seems like he's in a fight for his political life. The race is really tightening up. What do you know?
Well, Bloomberg did a survey, the first one by a Western news agency inside Turkey recently. It showed Erdogan with just over 50%, 50.8%, I think, and his nearest competitor was 30%. There are four of them, I believe, running. And what happens if one person does not get a clear 50% majority in the first round? There will be a second round. And then there'll just be two competitors, and I think Erdogan will clearly win that one with a large number, perhaps 70, 75% of the vote. So I don't think he's really endangered. Where it becomes more interesting is in the parliament, because there are different blocks in parliament. In addition to his AK party, there's a nationalist party, there's a pro-Kurdish party, and then there's sort of a liberal party as well. And Erdogan needs to forge a majority. He can do so easily, according to this latest opinion poll, just by uniting the votes of his own party and the nationalist Turkish party. And frankly, I would call this a step towards fascism. Turkey is clearly on the road to Islamofascism as a state, as state policy, and I think that was Erdogan's intent in calling these elections. It was to solidify his own base, to solidify his coalition, and to get buy-in from, in particular, the Nationalist Party to his agenda, which is anti-American, anti-Kurdish for sure, from time to time pro-Iranian, and very definitely anti-Israel.
Yeah, and wanting to revive the old Ottoman Empire.
And for he himself to become the new caliph, absolutely.
Ken Timmerman with the details about the upcoming election in Turkey. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. As Ken Timmerman told us, Tayyip Erdogan, president of Turkey, called an early election for president for the purpose of giving himself more power. Absolute power, in fact. Tayyip Erdogan wants to revive the old Ottoman Empire, which was an Islamic caliphate, an Islamic kingdom. If he gets the vote in the upcoming election, Erdogan could become the new caliph, the pan-Islamic leader of the Islamic world. This scenario actually fits into the prophetic scenario for the last days as found in Ezekiel chapter 38, verses 2 and 6. This is where the prophet reveals that Turkey is a major power in the alignment of nations that will rise up to destroy Israel. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...